Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You know, I'm always excited to just share and just give you guys some advice on how to approach your dating and courtship life. You know that this is the Vibe Show, where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. So welcome, grab your favorite beverage, sit down, and let's have a conversation. So as you know, my name is Valerie Campbell, and today I want to talk about first date questions. It's funny because first date questions always come so naturally to me, but I know that for a lot of you, it doesn't come naturally. And when you think about the fact that perhaps you might be nervous, it's actually, they're not really that surprising. So I'm going to give you a list of questions that you can ask. Now, remember that the purpose of these questions is really to just ease you into very natural conversation, not to bullet, you know, not to just pepper people with questions. Don't pepper them with questions, okay? Don't shoot them with bullets. It's a first date. However, once you've found a topic that you both have in common, you can feel the synergy between the both of you, then you can use that as an opportunity to explore more. It's just a conversation. It's not that scary. It's not an interrogation. Okay? So let's just take it from there. Now, that being said, I want to acknowledge that it is natural for there to be lulls in the conversation. Okay? So, you know, it's a good idea to choose some first date questions as a fallback if the silence gets just a little bit too awkward, okay? Because perhaps you're both nervous. And remember, always ask follow-up questions and give elaborate answers to your answers, right? Give elaborate answers to their questions. Use it, fill it up, expand on it. Share how you feel. Yes, because then you've got something to work with. So on the first date, just enjoy. And you know, as women, sometimes, you know, you're at that point in your life where you're now an empty nester, your children have grown and left home, you're going back out there, or for those divorcees, or just, you know, just wanting a spruce step way of just entering. You just want to refresh, reset as to how to actually approach those questions. So just sit down. I want you to be in a very good vibe. And to do that, I want you to just simply ask yourself, just very simply, what do I want? That always gets you back straight into alignment, because it removes you from a mode of complaint. It moves you from there to one of optimism. Okay? You're saying to the universe very clearly, this is what I want. And anytime you think on something that you do want, there's a good vibe projected behind it. So hence that question. So now you're nice and reset, you're sitting down, favorite beverage, let's begin. So here's a great question. What do you like to do in your free time? So if I said that, or someone said that to me, what would I like to do in my free time? I like to read. I obviously like to podcast. You know, I like to watch perhaps a favorite genre of movies. And can you see how the person can then ask me, well, oh, what type of books do you like to read? What was the last movie that you watched? You see? What do I like to do in my free time? Oh, I love going to the gym. I love exercising. Oh, really? What sort of gym work do you do? Do you use your own body weight? Do you, you know, Do you use weights? You see? Do you do yoga? Can you see how the questions allow for more depth? So elaborate with your answers and have a beautiful, healthy conversation simply around one question. Are you more often indoors or outdoors person? You see? Can you see how that kind of links up? Here's another one. Who is the most fascinating person that you've met? I'm thinking about that. I probably think the most fascinating person I've met is probably 50 Cent. Or maybe it was that Zuckerberg guy. You see? Or maybe it was John Travolta. Of course, I'm answering from my perspective. What was the last book that you really got into? Oh, well, actually, the last book that I really got into was my own book. I'm an author. You're an author? Yes. And my last book is called The Difference. It's about not allowing yourself to buy into other people's perspectives. It's about a spiritual revelation that I had. I can share that with you. It's available on Amazon. But you can see how I could actually really develop on that. What are some of the movies that you've really enjoyed? Like, what's your favorite movie? Well, for me, it has to be hands down Shawshank Redemption or Meet Joe Black. I love that kind of movie. Or what did I look at recently? What Netflix series did you look at recently? The Queen's Gambit. And I revisited an old series of V. Remember the movie V? Can you see how conversation can develop from these questions? Here's another one. What amazing adventures have you been on? Had a fascinating time in Thailand, where we went across the sea and we looked at the wildlife. It was so fascinating. What pets have you had? That's a good one, right? Do you like pets? People love dogs, right? Oh, what type of dog do you have? Hey, have you got a picture of your dog? So, okay, let's get the drinks in. Like, what's your favorite drink? You know, what would you like? Oh, I like pina coladas. You see? Or maybe what's your favorite non-alcoholic drink? So, what's your passion these days? Like, is there anything that you're particularly obsessed with? Good one, right? Or where have you traveled? So I mentioned Thailand just now. I could open up about how I love Thailand and maybe what my favorite dish is. And you can see how that can expand to, well, what other countries have you traveled to? And then there could be more personal questions like, okay, do you have siblings? How many brothers? How many sisters? Do they live local to you? What do you do? You know, what work do you do? That's a common one, isn't it? You know, if money was no object, what would be your ideal job? Who is your favorite author? Wow, it's got to be Valerie A. Campbell. You should check her books out. She's got that vibe. There's The Blind Spot, Anthology 1, which I really love, and The Difference. Shameless plug. What hobbies would you like to get into if you just had the time, or maybe even the money? Well, for me, I would love and have always wanted to learn how to play chess. Money, you know what? I'm a bit of a risk taker. And I think I'd probably do something like bungee jumping. Bungee jumping! So you can see how just opening up with just some very natural questions can really, really help you open up and get the other person to find out what kind of person you are. Here's another great one. What are some accomplishments that you are really proud of? Listen, tell me, what music artist do you never get tired of listening to? My accomplishment that I'm really, really proud of is my daughter. What I've invested into my granddaughter in terms of her psyche and the way she thinks, my books. What are some obscure things that you are really into? You know, I'm really quite into my spiritual life and da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. So, you can see that these first date questions can be quite natural, right? So I don't want you, when you think of the words first date, to cringe. Or maybe some of you are smiling right now. But listen, first dates can be awkward. Especially if you don't really see yourself as a people person. They can be nerve-wracking. They can be exciting. They can be disastrous. They can be amazing. They can be wonderful. And from there, you can find friends for life. And a big part of this distinction is the first impression that you each give to one another. And really about how well you connect. So we all know by now that topics like religion, politics, maybe even now I'd even say, are you COVID vaccine friendly or not, are maybe like the best topics to avoid if you want a first encounter to stay positive and, I must say, lighthearted. Your first date should be lighthearted. So while you're actually just there across a table, now that things have opened up and you're, you know, perched together on a bench outside because, you know, a lot of the restaurants have now got, you know, this beautiful spread outside and it's in the open air, just as lovely. Or maybe you're outside a coffee shop, or, you know, you're waiting for your film to start now that the theatres and the cinemas are open. These are the type of questions that maybe you can think about. You know, what kind of things should you be asking the other person to just to ensure that the conversation flows really well? I mean, one of the questions that I love is, tell me, what do you think makes you different? Everyone has their uniqueness, don't they? But what makes you different? You know, tell me about yourself, but then be specific. And so you ask them about their hobbies, their interests. Do they enjoy activities like sports, like I mentioned, painting, spending time outside, reading, dancing? Because the goal is to find something that you both enjoy doing. And if the date goes well, it could potentially be an idea for another date later on down the road. So another thing you could find out about the person, tell me something that is random about you, something, you know, a random fact about you. Something that might not come up in regular conversation. Something that's really unique. So you've heard about their hobbies. Now you can ask them if they've ever gotten to do something that's really crazy, like me and my bungee jumping that I aspire to. Or it may be something like they've made an appearance on TV, or something else, right? Here's another one. What's something you want to learn or you just wish that you were better at? Now, I know that's a really broad question, just as what are your hopes and your dreams? But you can ask them if there's something really specific that they've been wanting to learn or a practice, because that kind of takes it to a new level. Like I mentioned, for me, it's chess. Maybe something you might want to ask of yourself and then share with the other person. So questions are a good go-to, especially on a first date. Would you rather, They make for great icebreaker questions, can be answered by the both of you, and it can be as surface level or as deep or as silly as you want them to be. Would you rather go to the beach, or would you like to go for a drive? Would you like to go to the mountains, depending on what type of, where you are in the world? You know, what would you rather? And here's a great one, I think, to really get into the other person's perhaps sense of humor. By now, I would expect you to be laughing and joking at some point, because some of the answers are going to be funny. We're naturally humorous beings, at least the majority of us. But you can quickly get a glimpse of someone's humor if they can share something that made them laugh. And then you might think, all right, this person's sense of humor is no way. You know, have you ever had that experience where someone shares a joke and your face is literally just like nothing, nada? Like, oh, you're waiting for the punchline and they've already made it? Okay, so it gives you an insight into their sense of humor. And sometimes where you can just giggle together and laugh over something really silly, that is fantastic for making a great connection. When you can laugh together, it's actually a great icebreaker, and you will feel so much more comfortable with that person. You know, there was a show, I can't remember the name of the show, but it had three people on a panel, and they were asked what were their pet peeves, what is it that bugs you? That's a good question, isn't it, to get into the inside of someone's head. What is it that bugs you? I know that what bugs me is when I go to the supermarket and I'm upset with myself because I've got so many bags at home, and in London you have to pay for your bags additionally on top of your, and I always think, oh, that always peeves me, the fact that I actually refuse to pay for additional bags because I've got so many at home. But what is that person's pet peeve? Talk about things that get on your nerves. Ask your date, what bothers you? Are they just laid back and easygoing, or do they tend to be really tense and get easily stressed? All of these you can pick up from a conversation, and it can give you a better understanding of some of the things that actually make the person tick. Remember, dating is for collecting data to see if they're a match to your quota, what you want and need, and how you want to feel in a relationship. And so it's a good way to help a person to be open and honest with each other from the get-go. So here's a great one. What's the most embarrassing thing that they can remember that happened to them? You know, I can think of one thing straight away. I'm not going to share it because it is actually, no, I will share it. You know, at least one of them. I sent a voice note about someone to that person. It was meant to go to someone else. And I sent it to the person that I was actually talking about. And good thing, it wasn't anything really bad, but it was something that was really open and honest. And perhaps, how can I say, the person didn't take it in the wrong way, but it was more information that I wanted them to have about how I felt about them. You know, imagine sending a message to your girlfriend and saying, you know, I went on this really fantastic date. This guy was amazing, but there's this few things that I'm worried about. And then you actually send it to the person. And I didn't realize immediately. That was the thing. I didn't realize immediately. And when I found out, I was distracted at the time, leaving the voice note. And when I found out, I was absolutely mortified. Absolutely mortified. So that's one of my most embarrassing things. I got over it. But I remember that every time I used to think about it afterwards, I would cringe. So what's the most embarrassing thing you can remember that's happened to you? You know, talking about our awkward moments, it shows humility. It shows vulnerability. And it also shows a sense of humor that you can laugh at yourself. And it's important to you that your date can laugh at themselves. Yes, at least once in a while. Now, I touched on this earlier. What's your most favorite place in the world? For me, I love the Caribbean. I love Thailand. It's, you know, where do you aspire to go? Maybe Bali. For some people, it might be Dubai. Like, what is your favorite place on the earth and why? Why? Do they have a favorite vacation destination? Do they have a place where they go to when they really need to just relax and unwind and de-stress? For me, that is Thailand in the world, but on a day-to-day basis, more accessible, I like to go to the sauna and the steam. Do you go to the sauna and steam? You see how that can be engaging? And here's a really great question. Really great question. Who are the special people in your life? You know, like who are you close to? And watch carefully their demeanor. Watch how they open up. Is it their best friends? Is it their grandparents? Is it their parents? Is it their pets? Because a really great way to see someone's character is to pay attention to how they talk about other people. How they talk about other people. Because this question also shows you which people have had the biggest impact on your date's life and who has helped shape them into the person they are today. And it's really beautiful to actually really listen to someone open up and describe somebody that they love. You know, when someone just hearts just opens up and you see that little spark in their eye when they tell a story about somebody who they absolutely adore. Now, on the flip side of that, you might ask that question. And it might also bring out, depending on the type of person, a question that they haven't answered. So say, for example, this person is not close to their parents. You might notice that they didn't mention their parents in the conversation. And so therefore it elicits another question from you. I noticed you didn't mention your parents. Like, what's your relationship like with them? Interesting, right? You see? You're getting to know the person. Is it a good relationship? Is it a bad relationship? You know, as women, we're intuitive, aren't we? Don't have a great relationship with your mother. That's interesting. You want to keep the first date nice and light, but it might be something that you've noted. You don't want to go there too much. Yeah? Here's another one. I'm putting all humility aside. Now, I mentioned it earlier, but I think it's one that I want to kind of elaborate on. Are they proud of their accomplishments? And do they call up their mom or their loved one and find out their reaction to them, because they hold this person in such high esteem? You can ask them what decisions that they've made that they're really, really happy about. Ask them when was the last time that they won an award of some kind. You know, that might be related to their area of work. So the reason why I'm sharing these questions is I want you to know that whether you're completely freaking out about that first date with your crush, or you just need some ideas for ways to break the ice, maybe like with somebody who you've met online, that you're meeting for the first time, these are questions that can definitely help get you started. You know, a lot of relationships are kind of kindling right now. You know, the dating world is kind of opening up. It's you can feel it, can't you? That lockdown restaurants are opening up, especially in London, in terms of, you know, the more spaces are being available where you can have dates. I think people's mindsets are beginning to change and open up just that little bit more, becoming more explorative, especially as they can't travel as well. Well, not as easily as they could. So these are some positive ways, absolutely positive ways, to get comfortable with someone and really just reveal the connection that you could have or potentially have. Look, questions were made to be asked, and you're never gonna know until you ask it. So don't be afraid to ask these questions. And there's so much more that you could ask. You know, what's the best thing that's happened to you this month? What would your perfect morning be like? Maybe what would your perfect woman be like? You know, what are you always game for? What do you do to unwind? What's your favorite app on your phone? What's your cutest animal? Who's the kindest person that you know? What's the silliest fear you've ever had? That's a good one.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.